Okay.
We're recording.
All right. Show it's 5 p.m. I'd like to welcome everybody to the November meeting of the Upper Trinity Groundwater Conservation District Board. We're meeting via Zoom. If any of you wish to speak on any of the subjects that are on the agenda, hit the chat function at the bottom of your screen and let Doug know so he can key me in when we get to that agenda item. Director Watts, could you call roll, please, sir?
Tim Watts is here. Richard English?
Here.
Tracy Messler?
Here.
Don Micah?
Here.
Mike Berkeley?
Here.
And the eighth one, Brent Wilson. Brent's
not. We got Jared.
And Jared,
yeah, I'm here.
Okay. We have a quorum.
We have a quorum. Doug, do we have any sign up for public comment?
I have not heard anything, Tracy.
Okay.
Just do a. And here's Shannon's coming in right now, Tracy.
Okay.
And just to, restate what you said, anyone that's online that wishes to say something, I've got my chat window, and Kyle, if you'd open your chat window too, that way if I don't see it, just type in something in a message in the chat and we'll let you know. But nobody right now, Tracy.
All right, thank you. We have a public hearing, received public comments request to contest the general manager's report and recommendation regarding the following application for permits, permit amendments, and or requests for exceptions to the district's water well spacing and minimum track size requirements. Applicant is New Fairview Municipal Utility District number 1. Application is for operating permit exception to minimum well spacing requirements. Location of well is Fairview Meadows Subdivision in Rome, Texas. Requested permit volume is 11,500,000 gallons per year. Doug?
Yes, sir. Of course, there's an operating permit. This is standard. Can everybody see my screen? My PowerPoint?
Got it.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
This standard language out of the rules for an operating permit is that the board shall grant the operating permit for the lesser of a reasonable non-speculative amount or the bottle production per contiguous controlled acreage. And so I'll talk about all this stuff in a minute and we'll get to where they are. A little bit about the application. You might recall they first submitted applications, I think in 2018. They submitted like 10 applications, ended up withdrawing them after a lot of folks in the area registered their wells and expressed concern. So this is just on the east side of 287, right in the southeast part of Wise County, just north of Rome. So you can see in the two maps. They're currently, for this subdivision, they're operating 2 deep wells. They've got an approved shallow well in the middle that met all spacing requirements, but they haven't drilled that yet, and not sure if they are. They're applying for a 3rd deep well on the southwest corner of the property, drilled to the bottom of the aquifer. And as Tracy stated, they're requesting 11,500,000 gallons for an operating permit. Well ID is 14118. They're requesting a 200 gallon minute well completed to somewhere between 865 and 905 feet, basically wherever they hit the bottom of the bottom of the aquifer. 8-inch casing, 75 horsepower pump. Spacing requirements for this well are 3,250 feet from the nearest registered well. There are 2 operational wells owned and operated by the applicant within that 3,250 foot radius. And then there is 1 approved shallow well that hadn't been drilled by the applicant. It meets the vertical offset, but it's not in existence anyway. And there are 2 registered exempt wells that are within 3,250 feet. We don't know the depth, but based on information for all the other wells in the area, they're likely much shallower. If you you remember, the vertical offset set that we have, that the board adopted in the rules as to for spacing requirements to is 100 foot of vertical offset. And I'm guessing those are probably several hundred feet shallower. And I've got some maps to show you where those are in a second. Spacing requirement is 1,000 feet. For wells like this, for retail public utilities, we look at the CCN or the corporate boundary as the outside property line for spacing. But there are two, the western and southern property lines are closer than 1,000 feet to the proposed location. So they are requesting exceptions. Bear with me. Hold on a second. I'm sorry, guys. My this PowerPoint's acting weird. I'm sorry, gentlemen. It's like I can't even see half the PowerPoint.
Have you got a split screen?
Yeah. Bear with me. I'm going to have to try to close this thing. I open it back up. Apologies.
All right.
PowerPoint. Everybody see that?
Yes.
Everybody's fine. All right. Sorry, gentlemen. Folks, here are the two maps that kind of show the location of the well. The map on the left is the property line, shows property line spacing. So the green circle is 1,000-foot radius. You can see that, the western, the well is too close to the western and southern property lines. The four call-outs, the R numbers, those are the four properties that are within the 1,000-foot spacing that were noticed. Well, the map on the right shows the 3,250-foot radius with the well 14118 being the proposed well. Well 11901, 11290 are the applicant's wells. 11290 is the operational deep well. Well 12258 is the applicant's, is an applicant, one of the applicant's other wells, also deep well. And the wells 11118 and 11114 are the two registered exempt wells. We don't know how deep those are. There's no state well reports. They were drilled about 2003, somewhere in that time period. All the other domestic wells in that subdivision are 300 to 400 foot total depth, 450 feet. So, you know, several hundred feet shallower. But we've included those in the model simulation. I'll show you the results in a second. So the property, so as you guys probably know, the district rules state that the maximum annual groundwater that could be allocated under an operating permit is based on the contiguous controlled acres multiplied by 500, multiplied by the thickness of the aquifer. This is over in the eastern side of Wise County, really the thickest part of the aquifer in the district. Average aquifer thickness is 853 feet over the property. It's a 634.507 acre property. And there is, the applicant does have a historic use permit application for 21,170,000 gallons in. So that volume needs to be deducted off the calculation. You do that, 634 acres multiplied by 853 feet of aquifer thickness by 500, subtracting the historic use volume, comes out with just under 250 million gallons could be allocated on this for this property. They're requesting 11,500,000 in this permit. So we've taken all the information from the applicant, from their engineer, done a couple model analysis. The first is just a simple well impact analysis. This analysis is really done in a vacuum. It's assuming no other wells, nothing else is pumping, just the single proposed well. So it's basically puts it in a vacuum. What kind of impact, based on the best available science, could we expect this well to have to the area? So we included the applicant's other deep wells, 11290 and 12258, in the analysis. We also included the two domestic wells, 11118 and 11114. And then staff created 8 observation wells. The 8 observation wells were placed at 3,250 feet and 1,675 feet to the east and west of the proposed well. In each of those locations, we included a deep well that's completed to the same depth as the proposed well, and then a shallower well that's completed similar to domestic wells in the area. And the analysis is looking at a water level decline over a 10-year period. So you can see the wells used in the observation, in the analysis, the depth, the total depth of each of the wells, the screen intervals of each of the well, and then the impact. The impact is, again, it's simulated feet of static water level decline over a 10-year period. The proposed well, the model shows a 9-foot water level decline, and you know that's not much when considering you've got several hundred feet of water in that hole. The existing PWS wells that are on the property, model shows about 2.25 foot of water level decline. The existing domestic wells, just a fraction of a foot, just a little over a tenth, just under 2/10 of a foot of water level decline. And then in the observation wells, the deep wells at each location between 2 and 2.5 feet, and the shallow wells under 0.5 foot down to about 1/3 foot of water level decline. So minimal impact when you're looking at, especially when you're looking at the largest impact being 9 foot, knowing that there's hundreds of feet of water in that borehole, or there would be.
Those shallow and deep wells are hydraulically connected?
Not really. So the model up there, if you remember, Jared, once you get north of a certain point in the district, you know, the Glen Rose kind of peters out from being a limestone to being, you know, it's just all intermittent shale and sand up there. So the model says there's some hydrologic connectivity, but very little.
Just surprises me. I didn't realize that they'd be connected.
Yeah, there's a little bit, but obviously not much. So we also do a GAM analysis, run the full groundwater availability model for the Northern Trinity. And this is a regional impact analysis. It looks at, takes into account all of the pumping over the aquifer. So we run 3 scenarios. We run the baseline scenario, which is the current DFC pumping scenario. We run a 2019 estimate. So this is an estimate of all 2019 pumping, exempt and non-exempt. And then we run the third scenario is 2019 pumping with the addition of the proposed project. So you see the proposed project would add 36 acre feet of pumping to the down dip of the Antlers in Wise County. The drawdown comparisons in the bottom table, of course, the baseline, those are our adopted DFCs. 2019, you can see much less than the DFCs, and then 2019 plus the project is the 2019, you know, data with the addition of this project. You can see that what's interesting is The GAM shows that there's no additional impact. So the pumping occurs in the down dip of the antlers in Wise County. The GAM shows there's no additional impact to the down dip, but it does show an additional foot of water level decline in the outcrop of the antlers in both Wise and Parker County. And so this is not far from the Wise-Parker County line, which that makes sense. Basically, the regional impact would be up dip. So basically, it's saying this project would cause, you know, a foot of additional impact regionally in that area. Still well below the adopted DFCs for those two. With that being said, my recommendation would be a motion to approve the operating permit for the amount requested. They've shown that, so the 11 million gallons they've come up with is for phase two, and they estimate a little on the high end, but reasonably 500 gallons per connection, which comes up, that's how they come up that number. To me, that's reasonable, it's non-speculative, and it's well below what rules would allow under, the allocation method outlined in the rules. Exception to minimum well property line spacing, I would recommend approval based on the impact analysis. Should the board choose to do that, I would recommend the five requirements that I've added are shown here on the screen about the well driller having them sign it, submit TCEQ approval, complete. So once they complete a geophysical log, electric log of the hole, provide that to the district, and then actually four. I'm sorry, that last one got split up. Agree to enter into a well monitoring agreement to let us monitor the long-term water level.
Doug, is I take it the applicant took care of the other concerns you had?
They did. Pre-meeting. So in my memo, I mentioned that. Originally Mr. Don Allen had signed the application. So he was an owner of Lackland Fairview, which is the developer. The permit would have to be issued to New Fairview Mud because we're using their corporate boundary as defined in their, their legislation. We did get a copy of the application signed by the Mud's president. And I've got, TCEQ documentation showing them and their some internal documents showing that person is in fact the president of the MUD. So that was resolved. Happy to answer any questions.
Board, have any questions of the general manager?
I do not, no.
I was measuring it on Google Earth here. Uh-huh. Like correct me if I'm wrong, we are approving an exception to the spacing rules, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
And the southern edge is right at 200 feet. The western edge is about 300 feet. Does that sound about right?
Correct.
Okay. And the minimum spacing requirement required for this well is 1,000?
Correct.
Okay. That's all the question. I just want to make sure I had it in the right spot.
Yeah.
Doug, I've got a question. And I understand you recommend that's not a problem. The chunk of property to the south and the west, do you know if those are platted subdivisions or are they just rangeland?
They're rangeland. You're looking at, so the red lines you're looking at on these maps, I don't know if you can see the map, Tracy.
Yep, I've got it up.
The red lines are the property lines. So no, there's the south and west are not platted subdivisions.
Okay. I just kind of cross-check and make sure we aren't impacting somebody else who want to come in later for a deep well as well. Yep. But like you said, this is one of the areas in our district which has plentiful water, if not abundant. Yep. So, okay. Is the developer online? Do they have any comment to make?
Nope. I know their engineer is. I don't know that Mr. Allen or anybody. Okay.
Do they wish to make any comments?
Tracy, only if you all have any questions or need any clarification on anything.
No, I assume you noticed in Doug's memo that he speculated it's going to probably, you're going to have to ask for extensions on this before you get TCEQ approval. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. The developer, Don Allen, wanted to get everything correct with the district before we went into TCEQ, you know, because we want to nail down a location first before we went into TCEQ to get sanitary control easements, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. All right. The reason I'm asking, last month we dealt with one that we're now on year four on. So there may be coming into our patience at some point, but not at this point.
Understood.
Anybody else have any questions? If there are none, I'm chair to entertain a motion to approve the general manager's recommendations with the conditions he stated.
So moved.
I'll make that motion.
Got motion by Watts and a second by Micah. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. There's nothing else on this, and I show our public hearing closing at 5:22. I now move into our regular board meeting agenda, consent agenda, which includes minutes from public hearing and board meeting of October 19th, bank statement ending October 30th, approval investment report, payment of bills and invoices received through November 16th, and reimbursement for expenses incurred on behalf of the district through November 16th. Anybody need anything pulled from the consent agenda? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Move to approve.
Director Reynolds, do I hear a second?
Second.
I think that was Director English.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item two is moot. Item three is discussion regarding the proposed 2021 budget and allocation of district funds, included but not limited to the adoption of Resolution 20-004, adopting a budget for 2021, and the adoption of Resolution 20-005, allocations of funds for the district. Doug?
Yeah, so I provided, and I made the corrections to the budget that you pointed out last month, Tracy. I provided that out to the board last week. Haven't had any comments. Of course, Resolution 2020-004, if you can see my screen, adopts a budget of just over $1.6 million. And Resolution 20-005, which allocates our fund. This is basically the funds we have in our investments. Basically, you know, just sets aside saying, you know, here's how the district plans to basically spend or allocate these funds to be spent. And that is $900,000 in operating reserve, $1 million for our litigation fund, which is covers any litigation to which the district's party. And then that's for committed funds, for assigned funds, $750,000 for monitor well drilling, $50,000 for DFC preparation, $50,000 for facility and building fund, and $250,000 for technology development. I've got, if anybody has any questions, happy to answer them.
Board have any questions? Does the public have any comment? Doug, do we have any public comment on this one?
No, I don't see anything, Tracy.
Okay. Board has no questions. Chair would entertain a motion to approve the budget in Resolution 20-004 and 20-005.
I'll move to approve as submitted.
Director Reynolds, do I hear a second? Director English seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number four, discussion regarding the dates for Board of Directors meetings and holiday schedule for 2021 and take necessary action. Doug?
Yes, sir. So the holiday schedule, the district's always just adopted Parker County's holiday schedule. I've got that up. That's the table on the right. This is, I believe, last week at their commissioner's court, they adopted the holiday schedule. And then the board meetings I have up again for all at 5 o'clock on the third Monday, with the exception of January and February, similar to what we've done the last several years, because the third Mondays in January and February are holidays. I've proposed the fourth Mondays for each of those months.
Does the board have any questions, Doug, on the agenda schedule? Meeting schedule, rather.
No, I'll make a motion to approve the schedule as presented.
Motion from Director Micah. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Director Berkeley? Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number five, discussion regarding the following request for an extension to drill approved water wells and take action as necessary. Well ID 13423 for Michael Inman in Parker County. Well ID number 13353 for Deborah Neff in Wise County. Doug?
Yes, sir. Pretty straightforward. The one in Parker County, this is out in the western side of the county, out towards Mineral Wells. And I think they drilled a dry hole, if I'm calling that correct, on that one.
I don't believe so.
Okay, they're just looking for water. I thought they had drilled a dry hole. That's the one where they're going to get the seismoelectric survey out there.
Correct.
There's not much water out in that area.
Yeah, I don't think they actually have drilled it yet, like to try for a dry hole, but I'm not sure.
Okay. And then the other one, the homeowner, just the construction process has been delayed. They're still not ready to build.
Okay. Recommendation is to approve them?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Chair, would you entertain a motion to approve the two requests for extension to drill water wells?
I'll make that motion.
Director Berkeley, do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Director Reynolds?
Or Nave.
That was Nave.
I'm sorry, Nave. Pardon me, Shannon. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Management report, Doug?
A few things under my report. GMA8 has met recently. And as we mentioned several, I'm going to talk about a little bit over the last year, they went on to have adopted proposed DFCs. So what that does, and those were mailed out today. So what that does is that starts off the 90-day timer. So in the next 90 days, the board, our board district has to hold a hearing and adopt these DFCs, the ones relevant to the district, and then submit any comments we have back to the GMA, which then they'll have to, by January 2022, I believe, the GMA will have to make officially adopt the DFCs. These DFCs are based on, if you remember late last year, I brought the board updated pumping numbers, updated pumping estimates. Staff did a real thorough look at looking at both exempt and non-exempt pumping. And so that's what those are. I brought those to the board. I think it was last fall. Board took action on them at that time. So that's what these DFCs are based on. And then the other report I have is land fund manager. This is I mentioned this last month, just a update either next month or in January. I'll probably have an agreement to bring to the board for approval. This is a, they were selling water for oil and gas purposes from really 2009 through about 2014, 2015 when it tapered off. The management company that was responsible, like grossly underreported, like by missed like moved like three decimal places. The owners were not aware. We made them aware of it, and they're fully willing to, you know, make the district whole in the amount of, I think, some like $40,000+, but they're asking for like an opportunity to pay it off over 10 years. So I've looked at, I've got the current plan we have, or the current agreement we have in place with Public Water System. I sent them that, and they said that looks good. We'll make some changes to it to make it, you know, to fit their situation. And I'll probably be bringing that to the board either in December or January. And then and it'll probably be January when I'll schedule the hearing for the DFC adoption as well. Only other thing, and I forgot that I didn't find this out until after I'd sent out my stuff, Abraxas, which is the public water system that we do have the agreement with, that didn't pay for several years. It was like $20,000+. They've been paying us monthly. It looks like that system may sell. And the owner told us that it's her understanding that when the system sells, when that sale is complete at closing, the buyer is planning on paying off her entire debt. So I'll keep the board appraised up to date on that situation. Other than that, the injection wells, there's one in Hood County, talked about a little bit last month. Sage Natural Resources submitted that. So we're injecting, wanting to inject at like 1,300 feet below surface. Seemed fairly shallow. Based on the log they had of a nearby well, looked at the base of usable water is about 800 feet. So they've actually agreed to drill a monitor well. You know, we withdrew our protest. So that's their plan, is to drill an 800-foot hole and let us come sample water, take baseline samples, and sample over time. The only hang up is if they're going to do some testing on their proposed injection site and to make sure that it is, make sure that that well is capable of receiving the fluids they want to inject. And then if they do, they'll drill the monitor well before they inject, make any injections. We'll collect a water sample from that well, which will be completed down to about 800 feet, you know, base of usable quality water. And we will do annual tests. And, you know, it's at this point, it's the best we can do. You know, if something shows up, then they'll know to stop.
Doug, do we know what they're going to be injecting?
It's a saltwater injection well.
Okay. So we know what to test for.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll visit with them, and I'm sure we'll – we have a pretty good idea of what's test for, but we'll hammer that out. Last thing, registrations. We received 149 new well applications in October. And I think Jenny said we've already gotten like 70 something this month.
Yes, that's what she told me when she called this morning.
Yeah. That's all I got on my report, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any budget amendments to take this month, Doug?
No, I'm going to do it all next month. I'm going to get everything lined up, and that way we can get everything balanced for the end of the year.
Okay. At this general counsel's report, Brian has asked that we go into executive session for that. And I showed us 535. We'll go into executive session under Article 551.071, consultation with attorney-client matters. No action will be taken in executive session. We will return to open session after the executive session, and if any action is to be taken, it will be taken then. Brian or Doug, if you'll go ahead and take us into closed session, sir.
And we're recording, Tracy.
We're on? Okay. I showed us 5:48. We're back in open session. There will be no action taken out of executive session. Item number 9, determine time and place for the next meeting. Show our next meeting is December, I didn't even look at the calendar, December 14th at 5 p.m. We'll be conducting a Zoom meeting as we have under the current conditions. Anybody have any items I need to add to the agenda for next month? If you have something, contact Doug or myself and we'll get it on the agenda.
The 21st is the next meeting. This is the 3rd.
Correct. I'm sorry.
No, I just want to make
December
sure.
23rd. No, you're right. December 21st. Any public comments or anything, Doug?
I have not seen anything. No, sir.
Okay. So, if the board doesn't have anything else, I'll show the meeting adjourned at 5:49. Thank you, gentlemen and ladies. Be safe out there.
Thanks, guys.
Good night. Have a good time.